This is NPR.
Thanks. A not guilty verdict for all three NYPD detectives on trial in a New York shooting case that drew national attention. They were charged in this 50-shot killing of Sean Bell. Bell was unarmed when shot while celebrating the night before his wedding in Queens, New York. We'll have more on this story later this hour. And he's finally speaking out. Reverend Jeremiah Wright was at the center of a controversy involving Barack Obama. Wright was Obama's minister at a Chicago church. He drew national attention for speeches where he criticized U.S. policy. Obama distanced himself from the remarks. In his first interview, Wright struck back at his critics, saying they took his words out of context.
I felt it was unfair. I felt it was unjust. I felt it was untrue. I felt that those who were doing it for some very devious reasons.
That clip from Bill Moyer's Journal on PBS. The U.S. says the results of Zimbabwe's election are clear. A top State Department envoy says opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai won the March presidential vote. Meanwhile, the opposition party and independent election officials say Mugabe's police raided their offices in separate incidents. 6 million Americans have done it, probably including someone you know. It's LASIK, surgery to fix vision problems. The Food and Drug Administration will investigate today whether warnings are strong enough. NPR's Allison Aubrey has the story.
The vast majority of LASIK patients are satisfied with the results of the procedure, but some experience unpleasant side effects such as dry eyes and even blurry vision. Experts say fewer than 1% of patients have severe complications that may lead to poor vision. The FDA wants to know more about how the typical patient fares, so beginning next year, it's teaming up with eye surgeons to enroll hundreds of patients in a clinical trial. The study will document their experiences and try to determine whether certain characteristics predict bad outcomes. LASIK was first introduced in the 1990s. Though the cost has come down since then, the procedure typically runs about $2,000 per eye.
NPR's Allison Aubrey. And sometimes a story just falls in your lap. A Cleveland TV news crew got stopped for directions. Nothing too weird about that until they noticed the driver giving them this signal. It turns out he was being held at gunpoint. They figured out the man asking for directions apparently carjacked the driver. And then he got a little lost. The crew tipped police who arrested the carjacker. That is the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.